there. It's time for this week's mini audio training. And while I'm not sharing a specific strategy or tip or technique about writing per se, today's training is around money. It's a little technique and an exercise around dissolving resistance to creating money. I do feel like this is still something that is connected to writing and copywriting, especially because when we do that, when we write for our business, what happens then is a big part of that process is about creating money. It's about calling in money. It's about attracting sales, which is also all about money and creating money, right, in your business. So let me get going on what this little exercise is about. First thing I want to say is this. A lot of people believe money is the root of all evil, right? Or money can't buy happiness or whatever it is. But I have a different way of looking at it, or at least I switched out my old ways for this new way. So money to me is a mirror. It's a reflection of the person who holds it. Money can protect, provide, empower, and elevate, but only in the hands of those who use it with respect and with intention. It's why I believe money needs to flow into the hands of kind, loving people who want to serve at the highest level. In other words, spiritual conscious entrepreneurs like you. So with that in mind, right, let's dive into a simple, easy to do three-step technique you can use to help dissolve resistance to money and limiting beliefs around money that are blocking you from spending, sharing, offering, selling, and receiving more and more money in your business and in your life. So step one, begin by listing out or directing your attention to your limiting money beliefs. So these are the beliefs that you know you have. To be honest, this technique also helps with unconscious beliefs, because a lot of our conscious beliefs are tied to our unconscious beliefs. But because we can only identify conscious beliefs, obviously, unconscious beliefs are beyond the reach of our conscious mind. So we're going to just focus on the conscious beliefs, which when you think about it, there are going to be quite a few, I'm sure. A lot of us are walking around with a bunch of limiting beliefs around money, and it's right there when we sit and like focus on identifying them. So here are some examples which are common and which a lot of us hold. One, as I said before, money can't buy happiness. Money is the root of all evil. More money, more problems. You have to be born into money to make money. Rich people are greedy or bad or evil. You have to work so hard to make money. There's no such thing as easy money. So those are just a few examples of limiting beliefs around money. So when you're done listing out your beliefs, your limiting beliefs, I'd like you to go through them one by one and notice how your body feels. Like, how are you feeling? You're likely to feel a contraction somewhere in your physicality. You might feel it around your back and shoulders, around your heart, your eyes, jawline, or forehead, or wherever it is, right? This contraction tells you that the belief isn't aligned with your energy, right? So step two is breathing into this contraction. So we're going to take one healing breath of ease, breathing a healing breath of ease into that contraction, that area where you feel contraction in your body. So you can do this by connecting to the energy of ease. This is easy. It's simply about being open, having the intention of being open to feeling ease. Or you can also choose to think about a time you felt totally at ease. This could be an experience or a memory. Ease for me personally feels like floating on water. So that could be in a swimming pool, in the ocean, just that feeling of ease of being held up by the water. So that's mine. So you can identify what's yours. So once you've got that feeling, or you've set the intention to be open to feeling ease, or you have a memory or an experience that you're connecting into around ease. Now that you have that energy of ease in your heart and mind, you can take one healing breath and breathe of ease and breathe into that contraction. So bring your mind, focus your attention on the area where there's that contraction in your body, and you're going to inhale for four counts, one healing breath of ease for four counts on the inhale and for six counts on the exhale. So let's try it now. Think and feel that sense of ease in your heart and in your mind. Breathe in for one, two, three, four. Now breathe out one, two, three, four, five, six. Let yourself take a little pause. Let yourself feel that energy of ease wash over you for a moment. So that's step two. So step three is simple. This is the final step. Bring your awareness back to that limiting money belief you were working on. Has it eased? That contraction, has it eased a little bit? If not, take one healing breath of ease again into that contraction once again. Do this a few times until you feel that physical contraction start to release. This means that you are allowing, you are releasing, that you're beginning to release that limiting belief from your energy system. So you'll find that shining the light of conscious awareness on your limiting money belief by identifying each one and breathing through the contractions will go a long way toward helping you release these unwanted beliefs from your energy system. So that's our little mini audio training for this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. And even if you don't, let me know. I'm happy knowing that you enjoyed it. I'm going to send that vibe out. Hope you enjoyed. Hope you find it helpful. And till we meet again next time, either on the socials or on email, have a lovely, lovely day. Bye.